It's time for your PNW Ag Network Wine Minute, an update on the latest industry research.
We're sitting down with Jim Harbertson, professor of Oenology at Washington State University. Jim, can you talk to us about your ongoing tannin management research? What are you looking at?
Tannins are really probably more important for for red wine than white wine. They come from the skins and the seeds of the grapes, and they're extracted during the winemaking process. So they provide a feeling as opposed to a taste or a smell. I think we're kind of used to taste, you know, sweet, sour, bitter, salty, that kind of thing. Whereas astringency, the tannins provide, is a tactile sensation. It's a feeling. And so it's an interaction between the tannins and the proteins in your saliva. They kind of de-lubricate your saliva and your mouth gets rough, And so all the little pressure and transducers and things in your mouth, mechanoreceptors, sort of get stimulated by the lack of lubrication in your mouth. It's a roughening kind of feel in your mouth. But it provides a kind of a weight, a body, a feeling to the wine. And that's why it's really important for a red wine, more so the white wine, because you don't extract the skins and the seeds during the white winemaking process. A lot of it has to do with how the winemaker decides to make the wine, like what kind of style they're trying to make. And so they can sort of change the time period that the skins and seeds extract during the winemaking process. They can change how they mix it because the skins and seeds are lighter than the liquid. They kind of float to the top and they make a cap during the winemaking process with the bubbles that come up from the fermentation. So they kind of rise to the top, but they would form a seal, if you will, that would sort of trap heat that's generated by the fermentation. So you kind of have to manage that cap. And that's also managing the extraction of the tannins. And this can be done with, you know, pumps and things of that nature, or plungers and things of that nature. And so winemakers kind of get to decide that extraction process. The longer you leave it there, we've learned that you kind of get a different type of tannin, because there's tannins that come from the skins and there's tannins that come from the seeds. The ones that come from the skins are really big and they're very astringent, and the ones that come from the seed are smaller, but they're kind of a combination. So I was sort of not telling the entire story when I said that they're part of the tactile thing, because when the tannins are very small, they also contribute to taste. They're also bitter. And so the tannins that come out of the seeds, well, they're big polymers that cause astringency, but they're also, some of them are small enough to actually fit into the bitter receptor and can cause bitterness as well. And then they're, so you kind of get a combination of things. So depending on how long you leave the skins and seeds in contact with the liquid, you can kind of change kind of more mouthfeel or mouthfeel and bitterness kind of attributes to the wine, depending on what the winemaker is looking for.
For the latest news on the wine industry, check out pnwag.net and click on the Grapes and Wine tab.